We go now to our series Take Two about people reinventing themselves through their work. NPR's Ketzel Levine catches up with a Seattle accountant who's leaving the country for a new career on the Paris stage.
Our gate today is S10. We're going to be boarding about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
She is hours and hours early with nothing to do but obsess. Manon Martin has already checked in, but is back at the counter with a new worry.
My ticket says a world traveler, and I'm concerned that I won't be able to take both of these items on the plane.
Her carry-on baggage is a convenient distraction from the real worry of this momentous day. Manon Martin is about to leap continents, cuisines, and languages, hoping to do what she loves. For the past 8 years, she made a living as an accountant. Her work was precise and predictable.
Computer interfacing, spreadsheets, transactions, balancing books, analyzing financial data.
She worked for the University of Washington, and she stopped by there this morning to pick up her last paycheck. With that, she closed the door on a career and a closet of ready-wear clothes. She now heads for Paris with trunks stuffed with sensual treasures, the tools of her new trade.
Silk, velvet, sequins, rhinestones, beads, mascara, lipstick, finger symbols, and my music. I have to take my music with me.
Manon Martin is a professional belly dancer. She started out dancing for fun, but it turned out she was good, and it didn't hurt that she was beautiful. Those size 10-12 hips she'd always bemoaned were, she says, a blessing in disguise. After 3 years of classes, Manon Martin began working weddings, showers, bar mitzvahs, and started making money.
A belly dancer will make between $60 and $225 for 20 minutes, and that does not include tips.
And what were you making as an accountant?
About $47,000 a year, so I was comfortable.
Comfortable but miserable, and the solution wasn't another job. She did look, but described the experience as switching seats on the Titanic. It was accounting or accounting. She wanted more. Confiding in a coworker that she wished she could dance for a living altogether, her friend all but drew back the veil.
She said, Manon, you don't have a husband, you don't have children, you have a degree, you'll always be able to get a job. Why don't you just go try and see? If it doesn't work, you can always be an accountant. And it was like Oprah, aha.
A week later, she got her house ready for sale, then sold it, moved in with her mom, and gave notice at work. She chose Paris because there are at least 100 Middle Eastern dance clubs there, a rich source of potential jobs. Okay, so she doesn't speak French, and she doesn't have any gigs lined up, but she does have a plan.
I'll go in and I'll tell them I need work, and they'll say, well, you can audition, or do you have a tape? And I'll either audition or I'll show them my tape and I'll get hired. That's just the way it has to be.
At 33, with apparent talent and decided ambition, Manon Martin imagines herself a 21st century Josephine Baker, another African-American who moved to Paris to enhance her career and perfect her art. Ms. Baker remained in France her entire life. Manon Martin is booked to return for a visit anyway in May.
2.5 hours till the plane leaves.
This is crazy.
You don't really think that.
I realize that this is crazy. I mean, I'm educated, I'm a professional, I had a house, I have a boyfriend, I have family. My life is in the United States, and I'm just walking away from it. I realize that this is strange. But I bet there's a lot of people who would like to do it, and would, if they were in the same position as I.
Hips and knees willing, Manon Martin expects to belly dance for a decade. At least that's her hope, knowing that the job will take its physical toll. But right now, she's all about the moment. The silk, the sequins, the symbols. When I dance, she says, and my endorphins release, it's like communing with the divine. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
To see photos of Manon Martin, listen to other Take Two stories, or send us a career change story of your own, visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.